the great and powerful Oz.
May the force be with you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Friday, May 3rd here in Northeast Texas. Daniel Starks here. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwell Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Fridays to give us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We're talking about three different movies today. We've got Iron Man 3, Kon-Tiki, and Renoir. Well, let's talk about Iron Man 3.
Well, this is a very strong franchise. You know, now that Robert Downey Jr. has crossed over into the Avengers, that was his last movie. Well, now he's back in his regular guise as Iron Man, Tony Stark, in this third one. And it, like all of them, is a little long. It's over 2 hours long, and they maybe have two or three too many of these set-piece type fight things. But it's involving, and it's going to be great for the fanboys. They'll be happy to see Iron Man back, and they make a lot of references. It was kind of a surprise back to the Avengers, because in that last episode where we saw Tony Stark, he came so close to death that in this one he's sort of a remade guy. He's now less of a jerk, and he finds himself unable to sleep and suffering from anxiety attacks. And everything comes to a... It starts to change when, of course, some terrible villains show up and they kidnap Pepper Potts, who's played by Gwyneth Paltrow, as well as the President of the United States. And this is a group who is led by this mad inventor, Aldrich Killian, played by Guy Pearce. And they have, it's a little bit like the Hulk in that he has invented this extremis virus. And it powers people so that they become so strong and powerful that they can do anything. And they can also regrow limbs. If you get your arm knocked off, well, one grows back. But they have a little problem. Their bodies tend to heat up, and they can catch on fire. So that's a little bad side effect. Anyway, it's also got Ben Kingsley as the Mandarin, who really steals a lot of scenes in the movie. And... something that's bad about it is that this one is directed by Shane Black. It's his first time to do one of the Marvel Comics stories, but it's in 3D, and they added the 3D afterwards, and I can see no need for it. I saw it on a big screen, and it was great on a big screen, but, you know, the 3D was just a little bit. Sometimes explosions, things seem to kind of come out in the audience, but nothing important. This wasn't state of the art or anything. But anyway, I can recommend it, even though it's got a lot of repetition, as I say, maybe too many fights.
Now, see, I think I watched Iron Man 2, but I never got around to watching Iron Man 1. So I'm afraid if I watch Iron Man 3 before I watch the first one, I'm just going to be all sorts of confused. Now, what about Kon-Tiki? Now, I know that back in 1950, there actually was a documentary about this. It's based on a legend, I guess. Not really a legend, but a true story, I guess. Explain Kon-Tiki for us.
Well, that was a documentary. Won an Oscar in 1951 for Thor Heyerdahl, who was this Norwegian explorer who set out to prove that Polynesia was populated not by the Asians from the east, but by South Americans, Peruvians coming from the west. And in order to, he spent 10 years trying to get scientific journals, anyone to go along with his theory. They wouldn't. So he and a crew of five left Peru on April 28th, 1947, on a raft that was exactly like what would have been built by these Peruvians 1,500 years earlier. And they set off on this 5,000-mile journey. Well, they did do a couple of things. They had a radio, and they had a film projector, a camera, I'm sorry. And so they were able to document what happened. This was a black-and-white kind of grainy movie, and so this is a remake or a dramatization of it, and done by another crew of Norwegians. And it was filmed. It was up for Best Foreign Language Oscar this year for the Norwegian version, but they also filmed an English version. They filmed this movie twice. They did it all in English, and then they did Norwegian, then they did it all in English. And so I saw the English version, and it's very impressive.
We also have another foreign film to talk about. It's called Renoir. What about that movie?
It's French and a beautiful movie about the painter Pierre-Auguste Renoir, and he was, by the way, played by Michel Bouquet, who they hired because he was a painter. They didn't hire him so much for an actor. They wanted somebody to look like they knew what they were doing. So anyway, he is 74 years old and suffering from crippling arthritis, and he's grieving over the death of his wife, and a new person comes into his life, this lovely new model who's André Hastling, called Didi. Also at the same time, his son, who's been off at World War, who's been off at World War I, comes home to convalesce. And he is Jean Renoir, who later became an internationally acclaimed filmmaker and a U.S. citizen, by the way, later. And he also becomes enamored with Didi. And this is set in 1915 on the Riviera, and it is just beautiful to look at.
Now, these last two movies, Kon-Tiki and Renoir, are these in theaters right
They're
now?
They're in the Art House theaters, and they should be on video fairly soon. So people around here, if they don't want to go to Dallas, they can see them that way. But I can recommend them highly.
Now, out of all of these three, which one would you choose?
I think I would take Renoir.
Okay, why?
Oh, it's just so stunning to look at. It's just, it's like looking at real paintings. Each frame of the movie is just so beautifully made.
All right. Well, Miss Alice, thank you very much. We will talk to you again next week.
Okay.
Alice is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. And like I said, she does take time out of her Friday mornings to give us a movie review here on KETR. Listen for Movie Picks with Alice Reese at 7:20 every Friday morning on your station, KETR, and you can also find it right here on KETR.org. This is Daniel Starks saying thanks for joining, and we'll see you next week on KETR.